Chapter 29. Where was the person calling to me? Now that I was inside the maze, if the unseen person would keep talking, maybe I'd be able to find her. Throwing caution to the wind, I called, "Myra, where are you?" The voice seemed directionless, just a moan somewhere ahead, or was it to the side? By this time, I was deep into the maze. What was it Jackie had said so many years ago? Something about always taking the right-hand turn when the paths diverged. The only trouble was, I didn't know how many exits I had already passed. My only thought had been to find that wispy voice. But now I heard a new sound, and it was decidedly behind me. Footsteps. Someone was following me. Fear raced up and down my spine. I held my breath to listen. Someone was coming after me. Someone I could hear but not see. Was it the same person who had called for help? Had this been a trick to get me into the maze? Panic took over. Whoever was following me surely was up to no good. I ran blindly, the reaching limbs of boxwood scratching my arms, not knowing where I was, knowing only that I didn't want my pursuer to catch me. "Wait! Stop!" a man's voice called. Fat chance. That was the last thing I would do. I banged into a dead end, whirled, and started down another tunnel. In my headlong flight, I didn't see the object on the ground until I stumbled over it. Gasping, I shone my light downward where lay the prostrate body of Myra Edwards. Shocked and disbelief squeezed my heart. What had happened? Hadn't she been calling me? Her face, in the glow from my flashlight, looked white. A dark pool of blood spread around her head, and there was an awful stillness about her. Dropping to my knees, I felt for a pulse. There was none. Her skin felt cold to my touch. "Miss Ned, why were you running? What are you doing here?" I gasped and whirled around as Jules Thatcher burst into view. He stopped when he saw me. He was dressed in dirty gardening clothes. His eyes were wide, and I had the feeling that this time Jules Thatcher was not impersonating anyone. My chest hurt. My throat hurt. And I could barely croak out the question, "Jules, why were you chasing me? Myra or somebody was calling me. She needed help. Did you hear her?" Jules shook his head. No, I didn't." He put his hand on Myra's wrist. "It wasn't Myra either. She's been dead for quite some time. Was somebody in the maze calling you?" Tears slid down my cheeks and my chin shook so badly I could hardly speak. "Yes, somebody. I heard somebody asking for help. I was supposed to meet Myra at her house. Somebody killed her, Jules. Did you know she was dead?" He shook his head and swiped a hand across his perspiring forehead. "No," he said, "I didn't know. But I saw you go into the maze. It's a dangerous place, easy to get lost. Come on, Miss Ned. You're in shock, and neither of us can help Myra. We need to get the sheriff." He pulled me to my feet. "But I don't know the way out," I sobbed. My legs felt like water. Putting his arm around my shoulders, he led me away from that still form on the ground. "It's all right," he said. "I know the way. You're safe now."